Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, an important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In the United States, there are many reasons why some people might not feel like counting their blessings as Thanksgiving. With unemployment and underemployment running above 20%, as calculated by John Williams at ShadowStats.com, surging bankruptcies, massive numbers of home foreclosures, a record number of people eligible to collect food stamps, a plummeting U.S. dollar, U.S. military fighting in two countries and stationed in more than 100 other countries, it is easy to be overwhelmed with bad news. However, those with the foresight to own physical gold and silver have at least some blessings to appreciate for Thanksgiving. Since the end of 2009 through Monday, November 22, spot prices of gold and silver are up more than 24% and 64%, respectively. Beyond that, those who have acquired and still hold physical gold and silver can appreciate the blessing of the price suppression tactics used by the U.S. government, its trading partners, and allies. As a result, you've been able to acquire precious metals at lower prices, though the current trend makes it look highly likely that far higher, non-suppressed prices could be achieved within the next year or two. This past weekend, the Wall Street Journal featured a front-page headline story titled, U.S. Invest Insider Trading Probe. The story details a U.S. government investigation into insider trading activities by investment consultants, investment bankers, hedge fund traders and analysts, and mutual fund traders and analysts. On Monday, November 22, the Federal Bureau of Investigation raided the offices of three hedge funds as part of this breaking story. The article only cites an investigation in the manipulation of paper assets. It doesn't mention the Commodity Futures Trading Commission 2-year investigation into the manipulation of the COMEX silver markets, for which a report has yet to be issued. Last month, CFTC Commissioner Bart Chilton issued a statement that he believed that criminal violations of the Commodity Exchange Act had been perpetrated in manipulating prices in the silver market and should be prosecuted. There are now at least 25 lawsuits pending against JPMorgan Chase and HSBC alleging illegal market manipulation. As just one example of what I consider to be blatant market manipulation, the COMEX on November 16 raised gold and silver contract margin requirements for the second consecutive Tuesday. There was substantial selling of gold and silver the afternoon before by entities that could be classified as insiders. Did the word get around to these insiders in advance of the announcement so that they could sell before prices fell last Tuesday? This is just one of more than a decade-long string of blatant signs of insider trading and rigged gold and silver markets. But the tide is turning. Now we are starting to see episodes of sudden price increases. Although I expect gold and silver prices to be volatile from now on, I look for the overall direction to be higher and the final equilibrium price to be many multiples of current levels. Yesterday afternoon, the latest round of COMEX gold and silver options expired. I expect a significant surge in prices by this afternoon. Should this occur, that would result in even more blessings to count this Thanksgiving, as long as you already own your physical gold and silver. That's it for this week. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.